6th of November, and this is for Matt Millen, and it's in memory of Ian's wife. So tell us about Rebecca and what happened to Rebecca, Ian.
Briefly, Rebecca was diagnosed with breast cancer in her early 20s, which she fought off and kind of got on with life. We were married in 2008. We had our first child in 2011, despite the doctors telling her that her previous treatments meant that she wouldn't be able to have children. And again, as I say, she got on with life until, unfortunately, when she was pregnant with our second child, she was diagnosed again with a recurrence and the cancer had come back. And spread to her bones. So she spent 6 weeks in hospital in 2012 over Christmas while carrying, as I say, our second child and with a fractured spine as well. And, you know, what she did to be able to give Raphael a safe arrival was something really incredible, something I don't think I'll ever witness again. And as I say, yeah, she was thriving and she was making a really good comeback. So unfortunately, we lost her in January last year when the cancer really kind of came back and took hold, and so she died, unfortunately, in January last year.
And she was only 34 years old, and well, I challenge you listening to this right now to hear Ian talking about Rebecca and thinking about the children to not now want to do something to support. So, as I was saying at the start of this, people get in touch all the time who are doing the Great North Run and doing Tough Mudder and different bits and pieces, but this is different. This is quite a story. So have you got an idea of how much money that you'd like to raise, Ian?
Of course, just as much as possible, really. It's a fantastic cause, Macmillan. They did a lot for Rebecca and for my family whilst, you know, when she really needed them. We did the Great North Run last year together, Team Rebecca, as we call ourselves, myself and four other friends. And we raised £13,500 for your Cancer Care Centre there, who were incredible for us. You know, I can't speak highly enough of them last year. So, and again, this year for Macmillan. If we can match that, I'll be absolutely delighted, which I know is a big ask because obviously it's a huge amount of money and relying on the generosity of a lot of people. But we have a minimum target of £8,000 that we'd really like to go for. And the story behind that is that when Rebecca was, when she left hospital after fracturing her spine, Macmillan were very forthcoming in offering a couple of financial grants for, one was for an electric reclining chair to help Rebecca, as I say, while she was heavily pregnant, you know, getting up and down with a fractured spine, effectively. And they gave Rebecca £800. So what I'd like to do is be able to repay that tenfold, at least, if possible. So our minimum is £8,000. But as I say, we really want to go for and try and match what we did last year.
Okay, so we've got something which, if you're listening to this and think, yeah, I'd like to do something, we'll give out ways of contacting Ian in a second. But first of all, this is just a thing, and it's going to sound, after the story, it is going to sound frivolous, this, but this is the point of raising money to go and do the marathon. So on Sunday at P&P in Harrogate, they're doing a big quiz and auction and just a night of great stuff. So if you and your mates or you and your family want to support, go down P&P. And it doesn't say on my little email edge, what time does it start, Ian? Do you know?
We're aiming to start about 7 o'clock, 7:15, so it shouldn't be too late for me.
Anybody who don't want to go to the pub, well, I'll have a word with you. But no, if you don't want to go to the pub, Ian, is there a way people can just donate money from listening to this now?
Yeah, of course. Our Just Giving page is www.justgiving.com/runningNYC for Rebecca. And there's ways on there that, as I say, you can donate. There's other ways you can find out more information about what we're doing. And yeah, that's probably the best place to head to.
Okay, well, best of luck for Sunday and best of luck for the New York Marathon. And thank you for telling us about Rebecca and telling us what you're doing this morning. And we'll speak to you again soon. Cheers, Ian.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Stray FM School of the Week with Weegmans of Otley. Start the day with Weegmans sausages or bacon for breakfast. Start the day right.
Good morning, Nick Hancock. Good morning, Stray FM family. Happy Friday to you. It's Will Smith here. And all this week, Stray FM, we've been in Knaresborough for the School of the Week. We've been at St. Mary's Catholic Primary School. Now, today's people officially started the school.